A New South Wales company called Drone Shield has won the Advanced Technologies Award at the Australian Export Awards. Drone Shield's CEO, Oleg Vornik, joins us. Congratulations. What can you tell us about your product? What does it do? How does it work?
Drone Shield uses advanced technologies to detect and defeat drones used for nefarious applications. So when we talk about drones, we mean small handheld kind of drones that you can buy in JB Hi-Fi for couple thousand dollars. And we're now seeing emergence of all kinds of nefarious actors, be it terrorists or criminals delivering contraband into prisons using drones or delivering drugs across borders, or indeed in defense settings using drones both to carry dangerous payloads like weapons or use them on battlefield for surveillance. So we manufacture sensors and effectors that can be used by defense or law enforcement users to essentially sense and shut down drones safely.
So you can identify them and determine if they're armed and even knock them out of the sky?
That's exactly right.
All right. So does this suggest that, as you say, that it's about time that perhaps law enforcement and others catch up with what's happening in the skies? Because I think the law's been lagging behind the reality for a while.
It's a fascinating problem with law clearly being behind, like you say, of the technology. And we're seeing facilities like prisons that are armed to teeth from the ground, but are largely unprotected from air. And similar thing in a lot of other applications, like in military space, where traditionally Air Force been clearing the sky at a high altitude where you see large airplanes flying, and then of course forces on the ground, but not a lot happening in that sort of 0 to 100, 200 meter altitude, which is where a lot of these new machines often fly and are able to do quite a lot of damage.
You say you're thrilled to be recognized as the country's top advanced technology exporter. How good is business? You're sending it around the world.
Look, we are on track to deliver another record high year. We are an ASX-listed Australian company, and we're getting pretty close to triple on the last year's performance, which was a record in itself. We are in about 100 countries around the world. We have offices ourselves in Australia, US, and the UK, and then we operate in the rest of the countries using in-country partners.
So even the US Department of Homeland Security is one of your customers?
Yeah, very much so. We have a lot of very interesting U.S. government and defense customers, and that's indeed our fastest growing area at the moment.
Do you think technology exports get the credit they deserve? Are they a bit of a growth opportunity for Australia? I know the guys in Atlassian and the others in the tech space say the industry perhaps doesn't get the credit it deserves as an export sector.
Look, Australia has a lot of homegrown talent, so we employ approximately 60 people, including about 40 engineers here in Sydney, designing the hardware and the software that we make. And I think having those very top-end US defense and intelligence and law enforcement community customers purchasing our equipment where they can really go for anybody else in the world is a testament to our capability right here in Australia.
You say you have a big recognition of public safety, but also that these could be available to civilians. Could that be a bit dangerous to allow civilians to have the technology to knock drones out of the sky?
Look, the technology is quite heavily restricted, and the defeat element is indeed not available to civilians, and it's strictly for government customer base. We have certain technologies which are mostly around detection of drones, which are more open, but substantially all of our customers today are different types of government agencies.
Interesting indeed, Oleg. Well, congratulations again. Sounds like you're doing pretty well. Drone Shield CEO Oleg Vornik. I guess inevitably we need some sort of technology to combat the other technology that's now in our skies.